He spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oddly, the people of Montpelier, Vermont, they've become the new African jersey recipients. You know, they produce the jerseys for both teams at the Super Bowl, and they always say they send them over to Africa and give them to villagers there.
Right.
There is a French city, which I'm guessing they're Montpellier, but it's with two L's.
Ah.
And they have a professional soccer team there. They printed up a whole bunch of jerseys for the soccer team, and it was only when they arrived they realized they misspelled their own city's name.
No.
Putting one name, and so they decided, well, we can't just throw these away. Call the mayor in Vermont. Would you like some jerseys?
That's nice. I like it.
Yeah. So they're actually going to auction these off, too, which is kind of neat.
People will buy them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Auction them off for charity. Minnesota Nice happened about 30 years late for someone. It's anonymous. Somebody hit a car 30 years ago in one of the suburbs of Minneapolis, South Minneapolis. They recently sent $1,000 to police saying, they felt bad about this for 30 years, and if they could please pass it on to the car's owner, that would be great.
That's nice. That's nice.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it took a long time.
It makes
me wonder if they hadn't saved up $1,000 in 30 years, or what the deal was, but all right, better late than never here.
Right. I don't know. In Minneapolis, those winters are so long that 30 years is like 900.
Right. True. No, it's true.
Finally, in Maine, they have a very strange whodunit case.
Okay.
$3 million in damage on a highway, and they have no idea who did it.
What?
Somebody cracked an overpass.
Ooh.
And this is like the one stretch of highway left in America that there's not some sort of camera on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They have no idea how it happens. A huge dent and crack that they discovered.
You would think, though, to break an overpass would do significant enough damage to your own vehicle.
Yeah.
Right.
That it would be slightly more obvious. Like, the fact that you were able to continue driving even seems a little, like, what did it just take off the top layer of whatever, and you're like, screw it.
But then you've left that behind. You would think that
there'd
would be left behind and they could find something.
There'd be evidence.
It's like there is either a really damaged car or it's Iron Man, Superman, Thor.
Or an earthquake.
Yeah.
Or is it all in our mind like the first episode of Stranger Things Season 2? If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about.
Aren't you supposed to say spoiler?
No, that's why I said the first episode. I'm not even saying who the character was. I'm doing a great thing. I'm ruining the bit. I'm bringing this segment to a screeching halt.
Wow, you just really Colleen'd that one.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning.
Star 102.5.